The House Ag Committee held a hearing that involved USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. House Committee Chairman G.T. Thompson kicked off the hearing talking about the ag industry and the challenges that are within it.
Over the past several years, the producers we represent have withstood unprecedented mix of adversity, a global pandemic, record inflation, supply chain disruptions, animal disease, and natural disasters. And yet they've continued to deliver the safest, most abundant, and most affordable food supply in the world. Well, that's not something that we take for granted. It is something we must support through sound policy, stable markets, and a strong USDA.
And with that said, the chairman said he was looking forward to the discussions with the secretary.
That said, we have plenty to discuss this morning, Madam Secretary. We're eager to hear your plans to make USDA more efficient, particularly as it relates to reorganization efforts, ensuring that there is not a disruption to customer service. We're also interested in your strategy to support producers with today's challenging trade environment and animal health risks.
U.S. Congresswoman Angie Craig of Minnesota is the ranking member of the House Ag Committee. She talked about the importance of all of us working together, but while speaking to the committee, she expressed her concern when it comes to farm legislation.
However, I am genuinely concerned that under this administration, agriculture policymaking has become more partisan and polarized. This reckless push to cut nearly $300 billion in funding to a title of the Farm Bill, instead of prioritizing getting a 12-title, 5-year Farm Bill across the finish line, is of particular concern to this committee.
That's your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. I'm Keith Lundberg.